This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show, my friends. Happy Friday and welcome to the final practice of this week. We have been planting seeds and getting clarity around our dreams this week. Today, as a self-care practice, I'm going to offer you a little ritual for manifestation. If you happen to join me on the spring equinox, I did a spring equinox ceremony on yogagirl.com. We did this there. If this is the first time, I really hope it's not going to be the last, because this is a ritual that is so powerful and easy to return to again and again.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
We are going to plant a seed of intention. Now, what you need to perform this ritual is really simple. If you have been planting actual seeds this week, you already have everything you need at home. If you don't, it's really easy to source. You're going to need a little pot for this kind of ritual. I prefer a beautiful looking pot, something that I want to put in a windowsill or on my altar or somewhere visible where it gets lots of light and that actually brings me a bit of joy. So if you have a beautiful looking pot or even just a small little bowl, or a cup or something from your kitchen is going to work as well. You're going to fill that up with planting soil. So soil that's good for planting seeds, just fill that up to the brim. And then you're going to choose any kind of seed that you feel intuitively drawn to. It can literally be anything. It can be a medicinal, can be a flower, can be a vegetable, a fruit, a berry, anything you feel intuitively pulled toward. Once you have everything you need, including some water so that you can water your little seed afterwards, I want you to sit down at your altar if you have an altar space or just somewhere peaceful and quiet. Sit down and anchor into meditation to contemplate the dream that you are dreaming right now. That thing that you have made so clear to yourself this week, you are so ready to start taking action around. The thing that you want to invite into your life, whether this is a place you want to go or a trip you want to take or a project you want to start or relationship you want to manifest or whatever this dream is, it can be ginormous and huge. It can be tiny and something you can manifest easily. You're just going to let your heart really make this choice for you. Make sure it's a dream that you feel is actively making itself heard for you right now. So it feels like the timing is right to get started. Once you have anchored down and you're deep in your meditation practice, I want you to visualize the outcome of this dream. See yourself on that trip, if it's a trip you want to take, or visualize and in your mind's eye, see yourself and feel yourself in that relationship or having completed the step and creating this dream that it is you want to create. Really get into that place of feeling the feeling of having arrived there. From that place, I want you to speak your dream out loud. Speak your dream out loud. So tell the universe and tell yourself from the heart what your dream is. And then you take a deep breath, holding the seed in your hand, infuse the power of this longing. Set your intention into the seed, and then really holding the vision of that dream in your mind's eye, plant the seed in the soil, cover it with some soil and water it, and feel that dream having been completed. So you're planting a seed as you set the intention for the dream that you want to make happen, all at the same time. So it's something tangible and physical to actually do while you're anchored into that visualization of creating this magic in your life. It is really powerful to pair actual ritual with manifestation. Doing this all together, and if you want, you can even write down that dream or that intention on a little note, and you can bury it with the soil. And that paper is going to disintegrate. It's going to become part of the soil, and it's going to become part of the roots that that little seed sets into the earth and the seedling that sprouts from it as well. So we are planting a seed and setting intentions with that seed. And then as you water your little seed every day, you are going to have an opportunity to connect back to that dream. Of course, I want you to continue taking action from this place. So this is really just a way to communicate to Mother Earth, to nature, to universe, to spirit, that you are ready to make this dream manifest in your life. It's a powerful ritual, and you can come back to it for every dream you have, for every new chapter in life, for every new intention you want to set. It is so magical to plant an actual seed along with that dream. I so hope you take this ritual to heart. If you want, you can connect it to your yoga practice or to any other self-care practice that you have that really helps you arrive in the present moment. Make sure you have a quiet, sacred space for this ritual and really take it seriously. When you speak, the universe listens, and this is just a beautiful ritual to embody this dream. I hope you enjoy this practice. Thank you so much for being here with me all week long. I'll be back on Monday with a new intention.